fuck. God damn
check.
It.
Check. Yeah, I should get a longer.
Pussy. Check.
Cord like that.
Yeah, dude, because I need to recline, dude.
So I guess we got two big things that neither of us can talk about.
Yeah, my dick and my balls.
Yeah.
Huge things.
There's something we can't talk about. What do you guys think about this?
Well, there's something I can talk about.
What?
I was disrespected this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely disrespected this weekend. Outside of a club. Outside of a nightclub.
You were at a club?
I went to a club.
Why?
Players and Twinks.
I went to Twinks and Players. It was
my idea for a business is basically it's for like, you know, the low tier players, but we invite little skimp ass white dudes also.
Mm-hmm.
So then they can mog on the Twinks, mm-hmm, and feel better about themselves,
right,
instead of losing all the pussy to, you know, Debo.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is the idea that they would fuck the Twinks or that they would be?
Oh, no. It's not a gay club.
It's not gay.
Guys like Adam go there to strike out.
I see. And the black.
I think the other guys feel better. But in exchange, Adam drinks free.
Uh-huh.
I drink
now,
free.
Are there any women?
You drink free if you win the smallest dick competition.
That's good.
And you get half of your $70 cover back.
That's
also
awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I got Death Stranding, and I like the menu so much, I don't think I'm going to play it.
It is. It's really pretty.
Yeah. I wonder if there's some music that goes along with this. Let's get some slambiance going.
I love slambiance.
Slob-nom-biance.
Slob-nom-biance.
Anyway, I was outside of a nightclub.
Literally, what were you doing there?
I went out to a club with friends.
Like for fun.
To be a single person going to a club. To a dance club.
I wish I had fun.
You know, I took ketamine. Because I hear that's what they're doing these days.
Who's the crew? Like, what are these?
I went out with, I'm not going to name the names. You're going to make fun of me.
Oh, Shlomo and
I went with Ari and Ezra.
Ephraim and
and Menachem and yeah. Anyway,
did you guys get a nice?
The
little...
two of them are leaving. I said there were these two girls we were dancing with. I said I'm gonna stay and keep dancing with these ladies, right?
Okay.
So I said, but
one.
I'll walk you
so
out.
Wait a second. There's three of you and there's two women.
Yeah. Two girls we know, kind of. Whatever.
I see,
okay.
I
so,
see.
But I said I want to keep dancing. Mm-hmm. I want to keep partying. But I'll walk.
I feel like dancing.
I'll walk you guys out and I'll smoke a cig outside. And I'll say goodbye.
And get my dick double sucked.
I'll say goodbye, and then I'll go back into this hellhole club that I'm in that I'm pretending is fun.
Where is this? In what neighborhood?
It's in like East Williamsburg.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a cigarette.
So you're in an abandoned warehouse, basically.
Kind of a warehouse situation. Mm-hmm. I have an unlit cigarette, no lighter. I see a gentleman, a mayo ass, cracker ass, soy boy ass gentleman.
Mm-hmm. You look into
his
mirror?
And his East Asian girlfriend on the side, and he is smoking a cigarette. Listen. Okay, listen. So I have my unlit cigarette. I approached him. I said, sorry to interrupt. Gong, yeah.
Babe, let's get out of here.
I approached him. I said,
yeah, this place sucks. She's just fine. Yeah. Yeah, this place sucks.
Yeah, he's just talking that way. Yeah, no, so I approached him. I said, hey, sorry to interrupt. Could I get a light? I showed them I had a cigarette.
Of course,
I was
you're
a
not
cigarette.
Looking for a cig. You just need
just
flame.
The light. And he turns to me. He's like, sorry, I don't have a lighter, buddy. And I was like, oh, okay, well, could I just light my cig off of your cigarette? And he looks at me and goes, that won't be happening.
Oh, my God.
So I stood there, and I was like, I was just frozen. I was just shocked.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? I was like, what? I'm sorry, dude. I'm not even mad. But I just
You're
would
just
love
a
to
rude
know.
Bitch.
I would love to know the rationale behind you saying no.
Yeah.
You cannot light a cigarette off of my cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns to me, he says, this conversation is over.
Oh, my God. You got to fuck that guy up, dude. I'm sorry.
So then,
you have to punch
so
him.
Then me and so Ari and Ari.
I mean.
I'm just saying he's friends with you know who.
Yeah.
A certain barista. barista sisa.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no.
Wait, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so anyway, so
barista.
So I'm like all right, fuck this guy, you know, there's some other people smoking a cigarette. Yeah. But we're laughing. We're like dying laughing because yeah, it's such
I'm not even I'm, mad, I'm laughing.
I'm like, this is so weird. Mm-hmm. Why did he do that? What
you
a fucking
been the
piece
cool
of
move
shit.
Like when go back to your car and then come back with
a gun.
No. That taser thing that Garth has in Wayne's
World. You should have kicked the cigarette out of his mouth.
Yeah. So I said, okay. So we're laughing. And then, like, we're standing in a circle. I'm like, what could it have been?
Yeah.
Maybe he was getting in an argument with this girl, right? Maybe mm-hmm. he was like, yo, he's just mm-hmm. like, I can't do this right now. You know? Maybe he thinks I'm someone else. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a classic state. Case of mistaken identity.
Maybe he
of
thinks
course.
You're Adam Friedland from the racist podcast.
Maybe. And then I said that, and then my friend was like, "You're delusional. No one fucking cares about that."
Yeah.
And then his girlfriend walks up to us. We were about like 20 feet away. We're all kind of laughing.
Somebody nailed a
here.
List of,
yes, in like within three blocks. Yes.
Of what
people do care where we are, basically.
I guess yeah. maybe we weren't far from here.
Yeah.
And she walks up and she said, "She's like." Do you guys really want to know what it was? And I was like, yeah.
The Asian girlfriend?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, say it again.
She said, do you really want to know what it was? And so I said, yes, please. We're all trying to figure out what it was.
Yeah.
I would love to know. And she said, it was your conduct. And I was like, what are we in the military right now? Yeah. She said, your conduct on the dance floor. And I said...
Your conduct.
And I said,
would you have your cock out?
I said, what do you mean? She said, you guys walked in the club. You were pushing everyone around. You were ruining everyone's night. And I was like, I think you're thinking of different people because I was standing in the back because I do not like to be touched by people on drugs.
Of course, yeah.
I like to have a little bit of a buffer zone and space around me. I don't like being in the middle of the dance floor. It makes me uncomfortable and I suffer from claustrophobia.
Mm-hmm. You three
and
alphas.
She said, I don't know. She's like, I don't know you white men anything. While her white boyfriend was standing there.
Unbelievable.
And so
I wish I was there to do the song.
Yeah,
I would have lit her up with the song.
I mean, to say I don't owe you white men anything.
She said, I don't owe you white men anything.
Because your fucking annoying boyfriend wouldn't light your cigarette? Because you were pushing people on a fucking dance floor?
So I said to her, I said, do you think there is a possibility that you're thinking of someone else. It was dark in there. Mm-hmm. You could have been
a
thinking
lot
of someone
people
else.
Dressed like me.
You clearly can't tell the difference between
white
people.
White men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she turned to us and she said, the only way I keep answering your questions is if you pay me.
Oh my
And then she walks
God.
Away. And then her boyfriend takes out another cigarette and lights it. And he says, have a good night, boys. And then they get in an Uber.
Jesus Christ. And hilariously, you were kind of owned by them.
No. Yeah. Well,
you
sir.
Got, you got correct. Completely owned by two of the worst fucking biggest losers.
How did we get owned? I mean, I was just trying to ask
you
them.
You didn't get fired?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, and then after they owned you, you went back for a second helping.
They came back to us. We walked away.
Well, here's the thing, man. That is... Now, I don't condone violence, but this is a time where you do have to fight that guy.
That would be the event where there's finally a video that gets me canceled. Yeah.
Like, you got to slap
where
that guy.
Happen.
I don't know, man. Or at least you don't let him talk to you that way.
Yeah.
Well, she was talking at the end. I mean, he was the only thing he said was like, no, that won't be happening. And
I mean,
this conversation is over.
Two things
and then you just
that
say,
no person
you
could
should,
ever
right, you
say,
just say,
ever say to you.
Yeah, you should just say, you don't have to be a cunt about it.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
And then you walk away.
I started
And then the ball's in his court. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to say anything, you say, no, you're being a dick.
No, shut up, bitch.
No,
just
no,
go
no,
away.
No. When they walked back to us, we were like, you guys are at, like Ezra was just like, you guys are assholes. Like, we were like, fucking, like, we're like, what's your fucking problem right now?
Oh, so robbing Ezra of his.
No, Ezra was
himself.
Being, he was asserting.
Shout
himself.
Out to Ezra.
Shout Did out you? To Ezra, a young king, and a cum boy.
Ezra's
actually.
12 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he is almost 12 years old. Yeah. No, he's 24 years old. But
I'm saying, I'm hanging
out
with my Gen Z at a fucking dance club.
I was hanging out with my Gen Z. Listen,
she's like,
guys,
listen, you want to know what it really
I'm
was?
Trying
this
to
is the year of Adam.
I'm trying to reinvent myself.
She's like, you know what it really was? I don't like that you're out here molesting these children on this dance floor, sir.
I can't wait to reinvent myself. I'm ready for my next big fall.
Oh, yeah. What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. Something bad will happen. And then I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm. We should
just
honestly
detached.
We should. Yeah.
Your problem right now is being too attached.
Unhinged.
We should reinvent ourselves as ketamine guys. That's the new drug that I'm evangelizing.
You can be a ketamine guy.
How about ubetamine? I'm on board.
Oh,
Nick, we should do it sometime.
I've been feeling better lately. I finally
it made me stop feeling depressed.
I finally got all the shirts are gone, sold.
Nice.
Yeah. Switching you got a haircut. You look good.
I got my haircut.
Your beard's kind of trimmed up.
Yeah. I cleaned it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Got the print shop. I sent, they had like 40 shirts left. I mailed them off to the print shop, and they're just going to handle fulfillment from now
Beautiful.
On.
Beautiful. You know, so just don't have to do shit from now on.
If you're trying to get a shirt, they're the same quality. They just come directly from the print shop.
No, Nick won't be touching them anymore.
I might do a thing where it's probably, I wanted to figure out where I could hold inventory so in case people like, because sometimes people are like, can you sign it or whatever? And I'll do that if they wanted to, but now I don't have a way to do that. So like, but I couldn't figure out a way to hold inventory.
Nah, that's too many steps, brother.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is nice to have, if I could set it up so that I only had to fulfill like 20 orders a day, then I would do it. But like this fucking like 450 orders coming overnight, it's too much.
Speaking of ordering things, the Stabby Baby 2020 calendar is coming out hopefully by the time you have listened to this.
Mm-hmm. Just in time for 2020.
Pre-orders will be up hopefully by Thanksgiving.
Although I may be out of business. Shopify payments put all my money on hold. They're like, we have to do a standard review.
Wait, it's really? Like,
yeah.
Do you have any slurs in your shirts?
I don't think so. But it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, you're always like waiting for like one company or another to be like, we're not going to do business with you. San Francisco can't be associated with the Richard Gere Museum.
That's why you need to move your shipping operations to fucking Dubai, dude.
Yeah, we got to hit up Peter Thiel and do some like libertarian style offshore shit.
That's true. Yeah, have an island for sex with children and printing Richard Gere Museum shirts.
Uh-huh.
Two for one, dude.
Just buy Little St. James Island.
Buy Little St. James
Island. Like, what kind of T-shirts is he making on there, on that island?
Just call it New Little St. James.
It'd be funny if in 15 years.
New Little St. James. We need to buy property and name it New Little St. James, dude.
It's a totally different thing,
It's
guys.
Still called Little St. James, but it's auto-tuned, like T-Pain. Yeah.
Little St. James.
We need to buy like one of the, do the Assateague Islands, can we buy one of them?
Ass and Tits Islands.
Ass and Tits Islands.
Hell yeah. Mm. That's what I would call it if I was going there with me.
Well, no.
Me and some of my friends from the contracting company I work for.
Oh yeah.
I'm a construction manager. I have been for 15 years, and we're going on our cruise to the Ass
over
and Tits.
Over to Ass and Tits Island.
Ass and Tits Island.
We're going to get head on one of those wild ponies.
Yeah. Okay. I saw Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, let's get a review.
I took my dad.
Nice.
So dumb.
Perfect dad movie, though, right?
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks stupid.
Christian Bale's performance, how was it?
It's a story of, like,
Ferrari beats Ford at something?
Ford
beats Ferrari at something Italian?
Yeah, Ford.
Some guy from America eats more linguine than the guy in Ferrari.
Something Italian.
Ford rapes.
Ford does rape.
Henry Ford goes over to Europe to rape.
He out-rapes the Italians.
The Italians,
Mamma mia.
Right.
We don't see nobody rap the fascia anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, you know. But it's very, like, one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen.
I mean, they got a good cast.
It is. Well, it's definitely fun. My dad loved it. I had a good time. But it's like, there's so many. The final scene in the movie, like, so it's about this Carroll Shelby, who's like a race car driver and like designed race cars, and this English dude that fucking was raced the cars for Carroll Shelby. They get hired by Ford to make a
car.
Isn't
there a Shelby Mustang or something?
There is.
Yeah.
It's the same guy.
Nice.
So they get hired by Ford to beat the Italian, to beat Ferrari at Le Mans or whatever. But there's like, so there's one scene where the English, Christian
Is that
Bale,
the one that's like a 100-hour race?
It's 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, you had me at Mans.
Yeah. It's like Le Mans classes.
Yeah.
Le Mans pubis.
What is that? Where they teach you how to give birth?
Yeah,
what a scam.
They let you stretch your pussy open.
Yeah.
They teach you how to stretch.
They teach you how to kiss your wife on the neck.
How to bust it wide open while the DJ run it back.
If my wife has a kid, I'm not going to be there.
Tell that bitch, dude.
No,
I'm going to be at home gaming. My last chance to. I'm going to. You think that's
just FaceTime
the most precious moment of my life? I'm going to waste at the hospital.
Yeah, in many ways, the moment your child is born is the worst moment of your life.
Yeah,
because it ends your gaming life.
Wow, I always thought.
Because people are like, "Wow, it really changed my life, man." And it's like, I mean, you have to tell yourself that.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No one's going to be honest. Be like, it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's kind of whatever. I didn't really feel that different, but now I have a lot more responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. The movie The Wrestler should have been called The Guy Who Is Chill About It.
Yeah.
The guy who was pretty chill about having a kid.
God, I love when he's just like, he finally gets his crack at reconnecting. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get my dick sucked and do cocaine.
That movie's awesome.
It fucking rules, dude. My man, salute.
I saw it.
I know that's the absolute wrong message to take away, but that's how I'm gonna be, dude.
Yeah.
If I get to fuck the equivalent of Marissa Tomei.
Mm-hmm. Marissa,
my God.
Matitson Ass Island. May.
That's right.
One of the
That's what I'd call
ever.
Her if I was working at my contracting job. You know?
Mm-hmm. I
15
saw,
years.
I saw a sneak preview of The Wrestler when I lived in D.C. because you guys are going to laugh at this. I used to belong to a Facebook group called I Love Free Movies.
Nice.
And we used to get like
passes
to all
sneak
previews.
Had a, your synagogue my had synagogue a Facebook group. And they also said I love free meals. And
so,
I love free
that's a, that's
shoes.
That's kind of like intra-racial crime.
What's that?
Stealing movies.
Stealing movies. But, you know, it's just you keep it within the community.
What do you mean intra-racial?
Like, you should be able to pay
well,
for the
yeah,
movies that are
community.
Being made by the Jews.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I went and saw
oh,
it.
Oh, right. Intra is within the same.
And I got there kind of late, and I sat in the front row, and then Darren Aronofsky did a Q&A afterwards. Wow. And then he walked up to me, and he said, do I know you? And then I was, like stammering, because I was, like you know, 19 years old and, like, nervous.
Uh-huh.
And then he just goes, oh, you're just a fucking Jew. And then he walked away.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny. He's like, do I know you? Were you ever at those parties that, what the fuck was that guy's name?
He's like, you're just Jewish,
Jeffrey
right?
Epstein?
No, Brian, what was the gay guy?
Brian Singer?
Yeah.
Do I know you from those pool parties?
My good boy, Bri's pool parties?
That picture of, like, Kevin Spacey fingering some teen's ass is so funny.
Just, like, grabbing it and, like, biting his ass.
Like a morbidly obese person at the drive-thru at Checkers.
Yeah, oh,
just rifling
Absolutely.
Through the bag.
You can see it in his eyes.
He just starts eating before he even pulls away.
Hello.
God Hi, damn. Kat.
Would you have sex with Kevin Spacey, Adam?
For a career?
You would get to. They would reboot House of Cards and you got to be his role.
I would be Frank Underwood.
You would be Frank Underwood.
I would turn to the camera and say, the plot is set.
Every
what they don't know.
Every movie now has been recast with the victims of the perpetrators who originally had the roles. That'd be hilarious.
That would That'd be great.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. So you have Ghost Dad with the bitch from Just Shoot Me?
Yeah,
plenty
one
of
them.
I honestly, all the Cosby projects.
President E. Jean Carroll,
right?
Oh, right.
A lot of people think of regime change and they think of Shakshi. They think of Sharia and they think of the sexual things. A lot of people think of Bashar al-Assad and they think about how Shakshi, the sexual fantasy. Okay, we'll be back after a break.
We'll be back after a brief break.
We are going to cut to a 45-minute commercial while we load E. Jean Carroll back into her cage and drop her off at the mental institution.
I had an Uber driver coming back from the airport, and he was like, where are you from, man? He was like this African guy. And I was like, oh, Baltimore originally. He's like, man, last time I was in Baltimore, I ended up having a kid. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, man, the first time I ever fucked this woman, I got her pregnant. And he was like, and then guess what? 2 weeks before that, I did the same thing on Long Island. So this motherfucker, within a 2 week stretch, he had two children by two women. He's only fucked once. And they live, one lives in Long Island, one lives now, the Baltimore one moved to Jersey, and he lives in the Bronx, and he did not, they don't know about each other. So this man,
those guys have the best lives.
Yeah, dude, he was so carefree about it. I was like at first I was like, I'm not hearing him correctly.
This is Dominican, I mean, you know him, we're friends with him or whatever, but people were talking about like relationships or whatever. He's like, no, I don't cheat. He's like, I can't do that. I can't cheat on somebody. It's like, why would you like commit to be with somebody if you're going to cheat? And then within the same breath, he admits that he has multiple girlfriends. And what he doesn't do is cheat outside of his six relationships. He's like, because where I come from in my community,
that's,
you know,
the culture.
He's like, you're gay if you're not. Because you're gay. He's like, that's, it's gay. They call you gay and a faggot if you're not.
You remember in DC, my neighbor upstairs, Jerome?
No.
That guy that lived upstairs? He was like this like older guy. He was in Vietnam. He like was living off his pension. And like I'd known him for years, and like what I kept finding out new things about him, just like wild things.
While like hugging and kissing.
No. So like one day he's like, he's like, what? He's like, I ever tell you I was a clown? And I was like, you were a clown, Jerome? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, get out of Vietnam, got a bitch pregnant. Circus was in town.
This man joined the circus to be a fucking deadbeat dad?
He, like, joined the circus to be a clown so he wouldn't have to take care of a kid.
Jesus Christ. Holy if you came shit. Up with the most racist joke about the Universal Circus.
Insane.
It's like, well, these black dudes are trying to dodge child support, so they put on a bunch of clown makeup.
Perfect disguise.
Yeah, someone found that in the market, dude. It's cheap clown labor. They're just trying to run from their life.
Jerome
you can pay
was
them
the best.
Half what you pay normal clowns.
That guy was the best. He used to just literally hang out with, like, just a crew of 17 to 19 year olds smoking weed all day long.
Wait, how old was he?
He was probably like 68.
Okay, well, this guy is not cool, dude. What you're describing is a man who's having sex with children.
I don't think he was having sex with them. I think he just really likes smoking weed.
You think he was just chilling with 17 year olds?
I'm pretty sure he was just chilling with them.
That's a funny thing.
I'm pretty sure he had a child's heart.
Epstein probably until like 4 years ago thought he was just a baller.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the Me Too stuff happened. He's like, "Oh, I'm a pedophile.
I thought I was balling."
Because that's why, like, fucking people talk about Harvey Weinstein with that Ben Affleck quote about, like, "Yeah, Harvey loves the ladies."
Well, that's what Trump said in that interview about Epstein. Yeah. They're like, he loves the girls.
And maybe sometimes and maybe a little on the younger side.
Pretty young girls, too, yeah.
Like, if Donald Trump is saying he likes them on the younger side, Trump would probably fuck 16-year-olds still.
Well, I'll tell you what. The only way to be cool now is to have lots of money and have a cool wallet.
I agree with that, man.
To put the money in.
It's not having sex with children, to be clear.
It's not having sex with children. In fact, I would say that that's over the ridge. The ridge of cool.
It's over the ridge of being cool. You know that saying that everyone knows? Some being over the ridge.
You don't ever want to go over the ridge. The ridge of being cool.
Uh-huh. You know what's, I guess, under the ridge? Is having a Ridge wallet.
Having a Ridge wallet, which is a Ridge company. They make ridges.
Ridged for her pleasure.
Ridged for her pleasure. That's good.
And his pleasure.
And his pleasure.
And his pleasure, yeah.
You can fuck a man's ass with
your
a Ridge
zipper
wallet.
Is done.
I know. Adam was just readjusting my zipper.
Mine keeps falling down all the time. Some woman stopped me in the grocery store, and she was like, "Sir, your pants are down." I was like, "I'm trying."
Bitch, shut up.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy
it's hard.
I don't know if I want ham or beef.
Beef.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Ridge wallet that's fucking awesome is that, you know, you don't have bullshit.
There's like a lot of fellas out there, they get too much bullshit in their fucking wallet. You know, Macy's Day Parade tickets, you know, a couple of receipts from the bathroom, mints.
Those African guys that give you the mints and stuff, they're trying to give you receipts now.
Toothpaste samples.
That's good. I used to keep a lot of that in my wallet.
Yeah, but the Ridge wallet, what I like about it, no way to put a condom in there.
You know? So the thing is, you have to raw dog if you
have
to
raw dog, dude.
And
a
she
bitch
can't
is like,
be mad at you.
A bitch
you're
is like, do you have
my wallet?
Do you have a condom? And you're like, I think that's over the ridge of being
you
cool.
You're not under the ridge, bitch. You're over the ridge.
You're over the
cool.
ridge. Time to talk to the blade. talk to the blade if you're over the ridge.
Mm-hmm.
The ridge makes everyday goods to a standard you don't see every day.
That's so fucking true.
And they help you streamline your life by turning the things you carry, like backpacks, chargers, and wallets, into tools for better living.
Mm-hmm. Well, they make backpacks and shit?
Oh, I guess so. I had no idea.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Our flagship product, the Ridge Wallet, was launched on Kickstarter in 2013 and now sits in the front pockets of over 500,000 men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And gender-fluid folks.
Yes.
And them.
To all three of our gender-fluid listeners.
No, I bet we got a few.
Who got into fights with the rest of the community.
Yep.
And so they're rebelling by listening by listening to...
If you want to be the equivalent of a black Republican, but for gender-fluid people, and you're listening to this show...
Yeah, if you want to be that... What's that guy's name? David Smith?
I don't know.
The fucking... That sheriff? David Clark?
David Clark, yeah.
If you want to be that guy, but the gay version of that guy...
Sheriff David Clark?
Sheriff David Clark.
The one who let people die in his prisons?
No, wasn't that the other guy? Wasn't that Arpaio?
Arpaio.
No, it was David Clark.
Every prison has people dying.
That's true.
I'm looking at their website.
I was that shit with
Arpaio.
They were like, this guy runs the worst jails in America. And it's like, what makes him the worst? He's like, there's even more rape.
Yeah.
The conditions
he's throwing, Viagra in the water.
Damn, the Ridge backpacks look pretty sick.
Let me see.
Pretty minimal.
Ooh, fuck.
Can I see them?
They would zip all the way down.
Can I see the
I want one of them.
My dick is
I need a new
that.
Backpack.
What else they got?
Here you go.
Oh, that is cool.
They got wallets and what else?
They got wallets.
Backpacks.
Knives.
Oh,
we'd be needing
they have body
some
armor
knives.
So I can do a
they
heat.
Have mobile power, you know, so you could charge on the go.
I fuck with that. Big
I time. Always need that. Phone cases.
With two metal plates bound together by a durable elastic band, the Ridge
duffel bags.
Looks Ooh. Nothing like a traditional wallet. Titanium, carbon fiber, and aluminum options ensure that there is an option for everybody.
That your dick stays on hard.
Your dick stays on capital H-R-D.
H-A-R-D. It's like N-E-R-D, but it's like Pharrell with a hard dick and the other guy.
Because I'm hard. Everybody suck my dick until my dick isn't hard.
This isn't a Neptune song, but what about I wanna make love in this ass,
Usher.
In this ass,
Busher.
In this ass,
Busher.
In this,
I wanna bust cum in your ass.
Ridge is a minimal front pocket wallet that's designed to streamline what you carry every day. It has 30,000 five-star reviews, and it's better to carry your cash and cards. I actually do use it all the time.
Nick literally uses it.
I started using it because I wanted to get a new wallet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told this story last time.
Yeah.
I don't look.
Fuck you. Just buy the fucking wallet.
Just buy the wallet.
Cocksuckers.
You'll never have as many cool credit products as I do.
Yeah.
So it's a fool's dream.
You'll never be Nick's. How many credit cards?
How many credit? How much debt I've incurred blowing all the money from the show.
Opening lines of credit.
Just waiting.
Just buying. Just like fucking.
Yeah. Buying games that I don't even play.
Mm-hmm.
Blades.
He has 100 copies of Luigi's Mansion.
I've bought every copy of Luigi's Mansion expecting it to go up in value.
I'm shorting Luigi's Mansion.
There's a lifetime warranty if you love it and free returns if you don't. It comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and over a dozen different styles and colors.
Wow.
Get 10% off today with free worldwide shipping and returns by going to ridge.com/cumtown. That's ridge.com/cumtown and use cumtown for the 10% off your order. is the
you
promo.
You heard that, folks.
You heard me right.
And if the Ridge people are listening, maybe send over one of them backpacks so we can
shut
see.
Shut the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry.
I could ask them. To be honest with you, they sent way too many fucking wallets.
Yeah. I know.
Give us a duffel. Give me a duffel bag.
I have a good duffel these days, but I need a good backpack.
Yeah, again.
They sent me fucking 8 wallets.
And phone cases. Yeah.
Well, the phone cases are kind of nice.
Yeah.
They are nice.
I want to have sex with
you.
You
know
man.
Me, though. I'm brand. Well, I will destroy my phone using an Apple phone case.
Oh, really? That is true. You do buy every Apple accessory.
Not every Apple accessory, but like if I have the... Because I ran
you
into...
You got like an Apple printer and shit like that, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't. Yeah, I have a brother a printer.
You're
brother.
A Sony I, man,
I,
too.
Well, the Sony shit, why I did that specifically with the entertainment center stuff, it's like the customer service for all these companies is dog shit, and it's all these components that connect to each other. Mm-hmm. So you call up Sony support if your receiver's broken, they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's actually the DVD player. And you could be like, oh, well, you make that, too. So I guess here's the serial number for that. And they're like... And then they have to do their job. Because you can't, it's fucking impossible to warranty anything if it's like any other.
Yeah, dude. That's why I just never.
So the one thing that wasn't Sony in the setup was that fucking cable box from Optimum that did not work when they installed it. And the guy left without it working. And I called them up and they're like, yes, it sounds like your receiver's broken. The box is perfectly fine. The woman had the audacity to say it's perfectly fine to me.
But it's broken.
Yeah, yours, you know. Your stuff that worked fine is broken.
Yeah.
And it's the cable box that we just installed that never worked at all, ever.
So we're going to need you to be available between the hours of 12 p.m. to 12 a.m.
No chance. You have to bring the fucking box back to them. I had to drive to, like,
really?
Bensonhurst to drop off, like, the fucking the cable box.
Jesus
And then Christ. When I get there, because, like, they told me they canceled it. I'm like, so I just dropped this box off whenever, and they're like, yep. And I get there, they're like, okay, well, they didn't cancel it, so...
Oh, so you still got to pay for this.
No, I looked at my bill, and it was, like, $350. It's like, never mind the fact that, like, I've had internet with them for years. No problem. Never complained. Never missed a payment or whatever. And I was like, maybe I'll get, like, cable news, you know, to, like...
Yeah.
Just so I don't have to look at my phone,
right?
Because then you get sucked into like group chats or whatever the fuck you're doing online. You can't like.
I'm not in a single damn group chat, bro.
I'm envious, man.
I'm not. Yeah,
it really fucking like it's. I
don't trust the internet that much.
I think it's like lame to say you have a social media addiction when it's just like that's a thing that's just like pretty basic self control.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like heroin.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It doesn't feel as good.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if I stop using Twitter, I'll choke to death in my own vomit in my sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go into
group text threads.
Nope. Just good friends.
Yeah, I'm just us and then the Jews and then another one.
You have 100 Jews.
Well, you know, you got different kind of Jews. You got money Jews, book Jews. Twink Jews.
Ethiopian Jews.
They're
like, can we hang out? And you're like, no.
No, get out of here.
No, come on.
Come on, bro. The chicks.
You know what we meant by Jewish.
Yeah. We taught, no,
Israel,
no.
You know what we meant by Jewish. That's the new, new motto.
Ethiopian Jewish women are some of the hottest chicks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're super hot.
I already fucked all of them.
Mm-hmm. I wish.
I did.
I wish I fucked them.
No, I did. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You?
All right. Well, congrats.
Dude. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, dude, I have a weird fucking injury, my right quad.
What happened?
I don't know, dude. I was just fucking...
I've been out of the gym for like 2 months.
I was getting it in at the hotel gym, the Hilton Hyatt, or the Hilton downtown in
Atlanta.
Fuck,
I want to go back on the road just to go to hotel gyms.
What was his name that you were getting in with?
At the hotel gym.
At the gym. Who's the guy?
No,
that
I was getting. I was getting in a workout.
Oh, you
what's up? My name's Carl Snakes. Hang out here at the Hilton. Meet
trying to have sex.
Meet guys.
I
trying to meet some cool fellas down here.
I spend thousands of dollars
in
every
the Radisson
night.
Gym.
Yeah. I rent the hotel every night
just for the gym.
Basically, I'm spending $10,000 a month on hotel rooms. But I'm in this gym and I'm having sex. I've had sex with 3 guys over the last 5 years. So it's pretty good. Those are pretty good numbers.
It's paying for itself.
That's how I'm going to fuck, dude.
Yeah. So I've been out of the gym for like 2 months and like already my back hurts all the time. My fucking knees hurt. And it's like I can either go to the gym and be in one kind of pain or not go and be in a different kind.
Yeah. There's no...
Mm-hmm. Ain't dude, that life, buddy?
You know,
that's
like,
life.
That shit sucks.
Like they said in the Joker movie, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is
that
due,
is true.
Is due mm-hmm. for a rewatch.
That's life.
You know, no one knew that this guy's actually his name's Frank Sinatra. It's a brand new artist.
Before the Joker, before no the Joker, no one had ever heard of.
No him. One had ever heard of Joaquin Phoenix.
Shut up, guys. I'm just saying that one song was popularized yeah. in The Sopranos.
No, no, no.
Oh yeah, we no. Agree. Yeah, we know exactly what yeah. you mean.
Mm-hmm. That's life. You get your penis anyways, sucked.
Yeah, I'm feeling better for that's some. Good. For, I thought you know what? Because everyone was like, go to therapy, and I was like, no.
You still should go. To
you
therapy.
Still should go. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the answer is, you got to bootstrap yourself.
No, it is not. You just go to.
You
got to.
You got to. Look, this a little man named Jordan Peterson taught
yeah.
me. Yeah. You got to clean your room.
You got to clean your room. Watch The Little Mermaid.
I agree, Nick. I thought I used to think the answer was booze and sniz, and now I know the answer is ketamine
but you've
and
never
water.
Had, you've never. You, I've never once seen your. You're like, oh, my apartment's a mess, and there's like a copy of National Geographic on a chair.
Well, I need something to check.
You're like,
to.
I need. I my my.
But you aren't messy. That is true.
Yeah, you're not messy, and you even when you don't have a bitch living with you, you still have a bitch's kind, apartment.
No, my like apartment's cleaner when a woman doesn't live there.
I know, but yeah. I mean, you also like yeah, know how to.
You're
push.
Even cleaner than a woman, is what we're
right.
saying.
Like mm-hmm. I'm an idiot, and I like the I most like decorating I've done ever is get a paint a picture of Mark Wahlberg yeah. that's now just smashed. It's the glass broke and it's
I thought
sitting
it was
broken.
A good decoration.
On, yeah,
I have another thing. On my,
I got these this eucalyptus.
I got a nice decoration. Nice. I have a nice decoration that Nick found on the street after my mom got sick to cheer me up.
Oh, yeah.
Which is that poster of like a mansion with like three Lamborghinis,
yeah. a helicopter,
a speedboat,
awesome.
A helicopter, and it says
Martin
like,
Luther King.
What does it say on it? It says like,
it's like all the money in the world or.
Everybody's got to have goals or yeah. something. Yeah.
Something like that.
I love that.
That is good. Yeah, you're not, you never have a fucking mess, dude. Have you been gaming more? Is that the answer, Nick?
No, actually, I
have stopped gaming.
I stopped gaming.
Yeah. Well, maybe yeah. that could be the answer too.
No, man, I'm gonna book stuff on the road. If
there we
whoever,
go.
Whatever lucky city gets to see the first weekend of me bombing my way through an hour with jokes I don't remember.
Well,
who should I subject to that?
Philly,
go to
Seattle,
Baltimore. Go to
Portland.
Baltimore, dude. Fuck it.
Yeah, I guess
Joe
I could do.
Joe Squared.
I could do that.
It's a night. You get a door deal.
Yeah, so. Umar. Listen, I'm trying to bomb at your show.
I'm going to see Umar this weekend for Thanksgiving. I'm doing shows. Actually, come buy tickets to my shows in Baltimore this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking animals. You don't want to be with your family. Come see me.
And if you're in Las Vegas, please come to the Friedland family for a Thanksgiving meal.
You're opening
Thursday.
The family door, the doors of the family home.
We might not be doing turkey this year. We might be sous viding steaks. My
that
dad's
sounds
talking
awesome.
About that. So you know what? We're
Has
not
he
Americans.
Ever sous-vided steaks before.
I got.
What's the difference?
I got him a
sous vide and fucking shake. And
I got him
bake. Nothing.
What?
Shake and bake.
They're the same goddamn thing.
I got my dad a sous vide for his birthday last year.
My nice. Dad used to make shake and bake for dinner like once oh, yeah. a week, and he thought that was like
culinary.
Fucking making pork chops.
Yeah. He's doing molecular gastronomy.
Dude, I remember being like so mad when I had shake and bake. I was like, "What
it
the
sucks,
fuck is
dude.
This?
It's disgusting on
this
the bottom.
Sucks.
It just like wet."
Yeah, I mean the juicy, crispy, fucking. Fatty parts though.
Have you ever used?
But
a
it doesn't.
That's pretty good. I haven't. I bought one and I've never used.
Shake and
it.
Bake would be fine. Actually, look, it should be shake and fry. If you shake that, if you bread that and then throw it in the deep fryer for a second, that's probably pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if it would all fall off or whatever, but when you bake the shit, it gets slimy on the bottom.
Yeah, you that, gotta broil it
with
I
like Velveeta
and
mac and cheese.
Yeah,
and then drinking water out of like plastic cups. We're having dinner.
I cooked for you.
Dinner's done, everyone.
Your divorce,
yeah, his other, his
your
other classic,
dad cooking out of an Easy Bake Oven.
His other classic was just like chicken, boiled chicken with like Casey Masterpiece barbecue sauce.
Boiled,
dude,
brutal.
Yeah, right. Awful.
Jesus Christ.
Horrendous.
Really bad stuff.
God. Divorce should be illegal.
No,
no, he was married.
He was married.
Yeah, no, that was the everyone because nobody else knew how to cook.
Oh, okay.
That's hilarious. Damn, dude, you had no nutritional value growing up, dude.
Oh, no, none. Yeah, a lot of Hebrew National hot dogs.
Oh, dude, me too.
Yeah, Hebrew National hot dogs and Nesquik.
They're good hot dogs.
The big hot
dogs.
They're
the best, dude. They're the fucking
best.
I remember thinking I discovered them.
Me too.
As if there's not four hot dog options.
Me too. Because all my friends would eat shitty like SKs or the little ones.
Garbage.
Like, yeah, actually, I Hebrew National.
It's well, the New Yorker. It's the New Yorker.
As a fat child, that's
New Yorker. Were a Costco family, so that's what they sold at Costco, is Hebrew Nationals.
We had it all. Price Club. Mm-hmm. Costco at the time was Price Club.
Yeah, it was Price Club.
And Sam's Club was, what was it? Fuck. What was the Sam's Club?
Sam's Club is owned by Walmart.
Yeah.
It's Sam Walton.
I don't remember Sam's Club being a thing.
I remember when it dropped.
Price Club
became Costco.
Or
they merged. My grandfather, when he retired to San Diego.
After a career
after
helping the South African government.
No, he was a lawyer. Alive. He was a lawyer, but and he died. His all of the money that he made his entire life. His two other sons thought that they were day traders and was completely wiped out in the 2009 financial crisis.
Whatever, that's respectable. Risk versus reward. A lot of people do day trading. It's respectable.
It
teaches you a lot about life and
humility.
Stuff.
I don't know if my dad even got any inheritance, but whatever. Here's the point. The point is,
he did. He just spent it on fucking rollerblades.
Yeah, it was. Invested in a skate center.
An just, over 40 men.
One day,
skate
one day, my dad put on his rollerblades and went to go get cigarettes. And never came back. I'm just going to get cigarettes.
Anyway, there's this old Jew in San Diego. Named Saul Price.
Love it.
Who went around to a lot of the other old retired Jews, and he says, I have an idea for a business. And he says, it's like you get like 5 gallons of olive oil, and you get and all the floors are concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandpa was like, why would you need that much stuff? And didn't do it.
Shut up.
And if he made the initial investment, I think it was like $10,000. He would have made like it would have been millions.
Wait,
millions
are you
dollars.
Serious? That's really what the guy's name is. His name was Price.
Yeah, it was Sam Price, Saul Price.
Price Club was a guy's name, not.
And then Kirkland was a company in Washington State, and then Price Club and Costco.
Wait, hold on. Why do you know so much about this?
Because
I was thinking about your dad rollerblading.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's a story about
very nice move, Jerome. Him and his gay friends.
It's a
all
story about how
very nice. Your twirl is coming along.
Just like they have all got their dicks in each other's asses, and then one of them's riding a big wheel in the front and they're holding his shoulder.
It's
goodbye, Adam.
No, it's a.
You're the man of the house.
You're
now.
The man of the house. We're laughing like a trans person telling their story.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You're the man of the house now.
That's so funny. No. The reason I know so much about it is because it's a story about how my family missed out on
being billionaires.
Yeah. Being like having tens of millions.
Your family invented Price Club?
No, the guy that wanted seed money to start it, like approached my grandpa and his old South African Jewish friends in San Diego, and they all laughed at him. And then he became incredibly successful.
Yeah.
It's funny because like the Costco business model is like incredibly sustainable.
It's so sustainable. And they treat their employees
isn't it
amazing.
Just make your money off the membership and nothing else? Yeah.
And they just pass off the fucking, wholesale savings to the...
And the return policy, folks, you can't beat it.
I had a roommate that would fucking like... Every 6 months, take his Brita water filter, go to Walmart, buy a new one, save the package, put the old one in the package, and then go back to Walmart and return it. And it's like...
It's just not worth the effort.
Yeah, I know. And he's like, they got a no-questions-asked return policy. It's like, they probably know what you're doing.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You save $12, bro.
Right.
How much does a Brita cost? $30?
I don't
even
know.
No, they're cheap. I don't know.
Just drink the hours that took you to do.
Well, you drink tap water in New York. I mean, other places the water just tastes weird.
Yeah.
Metallic and...
Some cities, I think, like...
I drink Baltimore water.
Well, that's why you have all these congenital birth defects.
Right, that's why you're bald and your penis doesn't work.
The water's fine.
I'm much taller than
that. The water is fine.
The water is fine, yo. Yo, I'll be drinking this shit every day when I'm not drinking Mountain Dews.
Yeah.
Which is rare.
My mom drank it when she was pregnant with me. Making fun of all those people for drinking nothing but Sierra Mist, and they're actually making a better decision.
Yeah, totally.
It's like the water in Flint's probably been bad since like the 70s, and no one realized. Yeah. Because they're all drinking Faygo.
I saw, did you see that Kyle Kuzma tweet from a couple years ago? This NBA player that plays for my favorite team.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, he said, Flint still doesn't have clean water, but we give Israel $4 billion.
Woo! Dude, and then who's rules?
They found it.
He's a big Bernie guy.
He's a Bernie bro. He's my favorite. He's got the best drip in the game. He dresses so good.
He's cute.
He's so cute.
And he also retweeted a tweet very briefly that had pictures of him and Jeannie Buss, the hot owner of the Lakers.
Who I think he piped down.
And they were like, and she's like all over him. And it's like, and the tweet is like, LOL. I think we know the real reason Kyle Kuzma was untouchable in those trade talks, and he retweeted that. And then someone was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he immediately unretweeted it.
I think
it.
He had to delete that Israel tweet really quickly. I think the Jews in the Lakers front office were like, Kyle, you can't be putting this on the timeline.
Kyle, you're wrong about this. I think
it was maybe from like 2015 or something when he was in college. When he was a Ute. But shout out to Kyle Kuzma.
Shout out to Kyle Kuzma, dude. Respect to him.
Did you see that John F. O'Donnell wants to be on the guest list tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah,
of nice. Course.
Okay.
Yeah. Any comic can come through to the show for free.
We'll pump my one.
Yeah, let's not. Don't say that on the fucking podcast.
I've done one open mic and I have a gun.
All right, if you know us personally, Adam.
If you know us, any friend of ours, that's
and
a comic.
Friend is we have had to talk. You've had to talk to us, and us have heard you and responded. Not just you've listened to us talk.
Yeah, you can't like
that's
be
not
like
what counts. As
you
a
can't
friend.
Be running your mouth around town saying like, "Oh yeah, Stavros and I are real tight." One time he bumped me, and it was because we were best friends.
Just at home with the cleaning the gun, ha ha ha, listening to the podcast.
Ha ha, Adam is
I can't gay. Wait to see my friends as a comedian. You know the funny thing about mental illness is that it's gay.
I'm gay.
That I'm gay. You know the funny thing about being gay is everyone expects you to act like you don't.
That actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
maybe you should open with that tonight, Nick. Yeah. And your return
to the stage.
The
funny thing about being gay is everybody expects you to act like you don't. What do you get when you cross a gay guy with, I don't know, something else?
I don't know, but the answer is...
Listen, I got a gun.
You get your dick sucked.
You get your dick...
sucked at gunpoint.
Hey.
The guy holding a gun to someone's head and sucking his dick.
Yeah, the dick suck joker.
I just love the visual of a guy.
Not all people are bad, Joker. Some people are good.
Making Robert De Niro suck his dick.
No. The Joker sucks Robert De Niro's
dick. Oh, that's
and he's
great.
Holding the gun.
Oh, that's
to his
a
head.
Better visual. Yeah. That's a better visual. Yeah.
A guy holding a gun up.
Which you could easily,
Joker, I don't know about this.
You could easily disarm a man whose mouth is has a penis in it. Because he's not looking up at you. You know?
No, he's looking up.
He's
all
looking
time.
Up at I guess so. I think it would be easier to disarm him.
But that's what being makes him so
crazy. That's what makes him so crazy.
So you were being
that's
a little
why
kid.
So twisted.
And think about how easy it would be to disarm someone.
Absolutely.
All the time, I'd be like, well, what I would do if someone...
Pop, 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 pop. Yeah, I would just, do like five karate moves real quick.
In my mind, I'm like, well, I've seen someone else do it, and therefore I can do it.
And even the way I've
it would
seen
always
it
it would always involve a roundhouse kick.
Not understanding that that doesn't apply to even the most basic shit like riding a skateboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Any time that's been tested, it's like been a failure. Uh-huh. But I'm like, yeah, I would just do... I would do a flip over the car. Like, can you do a flip regular without the car? No.
No, but the car is
But the
helps
car is essential.
You.
Well, it's the adrenaline.
The thing is, the problem is I have sleeves on my shirt right now. If I had
That's
that
true.
If I had that vest mm-hmm. that said tough guy with a snake wrapped around the globe on the back, a denim vest that says tough guys of the world unite, like, and a cobra smoking a cigarette.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Then, in that case, I would
Cabretti.
Be
God, I love the movie Cobra. Shit is so awesome.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest movies
it's
of all
so
time.
Funny.
It's the most alt-right movie. Just yeah. a cop that just gets to kill whoever he wants.
That and Death Wish.
The best scene in the movie yeah, is when Death he just Wish. Like smashes into that guy's car while parallel parking outside of yeah. his own house. Yeah. The guy's like, come on, man, what the fuck? Yeah. And he just rips the dude's shirt.
And I love that his name is Cabretti.
He's an Italian
that's
cobra.
That's why the movie is called Cobra.
The Italian Cobra.
Yeah, that's why the movie is
like,
called the,
yeah,
Cobra.
There's a grocery store robbery, and all of like just the regular cops are there, but a detective shows up for some reason to kill everyone in the grocery store.
And he just wears his own shit. He's just like yeah. leather.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You fuck welcome.
Yeah, that was evil Stallone, dude.
Yeah, we got to watch more of that Steven Seagal TV show.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, every yeah.
I got to get back into weed, back on the road, back in the weed.
Now we're talking.
Back into watching.
Dude, I just bought
now
a bong.
We're talking.
Yeah.
I just bought a bong at 32 years old.
What'd you buy?
It's a higher standard.
I love it.
Honestly, ethical. I was like I was in the
ethical bong.
I was in the you know that
let's do the show tonight. Like, I'll do your show tomorrow. Mhm. Get the week of bombing out of the way.
Get it out of the
smoke
way.
Smoke a
weekend.
Bong.
After Thanksgiving or whatever,
yep.
we'll do boys' night here.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Bong.
Get bong.
Yeah. Yeah,
this sounds awesome.
Steven Seagal TV show.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I'm down.
And
dude.
We will not be recording or streaming it.
Absolutely
I'm sick of,
not. We
dude,
will
here's
just
the thing.
Be having fun.
Here's the thing, Sal.
And we'll actually be enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I can think about you pieces of shit.
Instead of doing this gay-ass job that we have to yeah. do.
Real friendship.
Here's
the kind that doesn't make any money.
Yeah. I'm sick of pens and oils. I want to return to flowers and glass, dude.
Interesting.
I want to return to my roots.
I'm loving oil, man. I
got to
be honest
I'm
with you.
I got to go back to flower, dude. I'm but a hippie at heart.
How about this? The you do, you reboot Hanukkah, but it's weed oil that lasts for
ooh,
13 days.
I like
or
that.
Whatever.
I like that. And you get days. High with your parents.
Mm, yeah. It's called Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, dude. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Just listening to
happy Hanukkah to all my Hanukkahs out there.
No.
But it's the Q.
Yeah,
one.
I get it.
Yeah.
No, I see what you were doing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The Q one that's okay to say.
It was not okay to say.
The play is under review.
The play is under review.
The play is under review. Yeah.
No, New York it's says good. It's okay.
We're overruled on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
We're overruled.
Yeah.
Damn. Heineken is really it, though, dude. That's a good. We got to make that.
Number 1488.
No.
Dropping. The NIQQAAA.
Number
personal
not
foul,
that
Nick.
Number a different number.
number 1488.
No. Not that number. For those of you listening that love that number, Nick didn't mean it.
I didn't. You're right, I didn't.
He meant it in a joke.
In a joking way.
These are jokes, guys, and if you can't handle jokes, you can turn this off.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
If you could go into
you
your
can
safe
turn this
space.
Off and you can turn this on and I'm pointing to my cock.
Mm.
I was in line behind like a birthday party
mm-hmm.
at the movie theater or whatever, and some like 10-year-old girl was like, I was born on September 9th, 2009. So when I turned 9, it was like, oh my God, or whatever. And mm-hmm. I was like, why are you allowed to like speak in public? I mean, this is like more annoying than a baby that's just screaming
oh,
and
yeah.
crying.
A little kid, when they first want to learn facts and tech,
they
tell you
say
about
things
it.
And they have mannerisms.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, blah. And I guess it's like, you know, when I was a kid, because you forget that like you were a kid and you had whatever fucking mannerisms. Or
you were being a gay ass little kid. As
you were
well.
Being a gay ass little kid, but in the parlance of
the time.
Of
oh
the
yeah,
times.
I was such a gay ass little
yeah.
kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's like to see
I
a 9-year old saying dead ass or whatever.
yeah, exactly. You love disco, Adam?
Everybody
yeah, I was
loved
really,
disco.
I was into disco.
Disco is great.
I was not into
it's
disco.
They tried to reboot it in the 90s, so don't
it was
yourself
during
up
the
about
disco,
that.
Yeah, it was during the 90s
tried,
disco.
That
70s thing.
Show, and then there was definitely an effort to reboot like the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
And Austin Powers
Austin
was kind
Powers,
of...
Austin
yeah,
Powers, yeah,
kind
like,
of. Like yeah.
hippiedom led
hippie
into disco.
Stuff, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I used to do little shows, little reviews for my family where
then
I would
the,
do
the
a choreography.
End of that ended.
I was
that,
a pretty gay little kid.
That came to a hard end when they rebooted Mod Squad in 1999.
Mm-hmm. I do not remember
that at all. And it failed.
Yeah, it had Giovanni Ribisi in it, mm-hmm. and I don't remember who else.
In the original Mod Squad, was the actress got married to Quincy Jones, and it was Rashida Jones' mom, and she is by far one of the hottest women of all time.
How about Rashida My Pants?
I think you've said that every time we've said Rashida Jones.
Oops, I Rashida My Pants. Wait, do you have a bathroom, Rashida My Pants?
Rashida My Pants. Dude, what was the guy you were doing that was like the guy got caught watching child pornography?
Oh, yeah, Ronnie.
Iranian
guy being interrogated by detectives yeah. because he got caught with child pornography. He's like, yes, I look at picture, but very brief. I look at picture very brief. I touch my penis like that. Just 1 second. 1 second.
Maybe 1-2 times.
Maybe just like that. Nothing. Very brief. I touch my penis. They're like, okay.
Very brief. Very brief. I touch my penis.
Very brief. I touch my penis.
I look 1-2 seconds.
I look picture 1-2 seconds, maybe.
Come on, cop, let me off. Let me off. I barely looked at the child pornography.
Yeah, I got another double parking ticket. And like the ticket was already on the car.
Everyone
and I saw the guy
that.
And I was like, can you... Never mind. I mean, it's like, it's just so not worth it to even...
Yeah.
Because they love to be like, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, then write everyone else a ticket also.
No, I'm not like that. I did fantasize about, like, following him up the block and then walking out in front of his car and then suing the city for $1 million. I'd be like, oh, yeah, well.
Whoops.
Yeah. We'll show you. If you want to be Mr. Rules, I'll show you the rules, what happens when you break my legs and I'm permanently in a wheelchair.
Yeah, imagine getting police brutality by a meter maid.
Yeah. when I willingly get run over by your car I can collect for the people.
That's right. And I probably...
The people who did legitimately double park because I didn't want to drive around the block looking for a parking space.
I actually had a pretty small...
Penis?
Penis.
Yes. I got it first.
Indian parking cop that hooked me up. That hooked
really?
Me up. Yeah, because there's an app you can get for metered parking.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend and I were going to lunch and he's like, oh, I got this app. I'll just pay for the parking on my app. And he actually paid for his car and not my car. So I got a ticket, and we saw the guy writing the ticket. And he was like, he's like, all right. He's like, you see that guy walking to the car behind you?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to ask him for his ticket that he had on his dashboard for parking. And then you just send the ticket in with that ticket and say that the guy didn't see my like parking, that he didn't see that I paid for parking, and you'll get off the ticket.
Wow.
And so
it's
I got
not
off.
That much of a hookup. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had
it's a very nice
shit.
Thing that he did.
That wasn't a hookup. That was just fraud.
It wasn't fraud. I mean, he told me how to fraud. That's a hookup.
Yeah. And then that guy got fired. Now he can't feed his family.
No, he didn't get fired.
You feel bad about that, Adam?
I didn't say his badge number. I didn't say his badge number, but it was 6-3.
Were you like, I want
five,
your fucking
five.
Badge number.
I want your fucking gun and your badge.
Give me your gun. We could probably take them. Fuck. There's some meter maids I've seen a story that I bet I could fuck up, dude.
Oh, you can fuck all of them up. That's where they put the scrawniest, weakest ones.
Yeah, I was looking to see like what you could do to beat a parallel parking ticket, and I saw some post online where like some guy's like, yeah, my wife was taking our kids out of the fucking car and bringing them upstairs, and the cop pulled up and wrote a ticket, and I was like, come on, my wife's just taking our kids like upstairs or whatever. This is like NYPD. And he's like, and the cop, she said she wanted to teach me a lesson. But then I look at it, and she forgot to fill out the time. So can I dispute this? And people are like, yeah, absolutely. They'll throw that out right away.
Yeah.
So I guess that cop learned a lesson.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
I love it when cops learn a lesson.
I honestly do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Which they still don't. The force.
They almost never do. And then sometimes when they do, it always goes the opposite way. Like if one cop gets got, now all of a sudden we got a fucking... You know, all wear like a stripe or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that picture someone posted online of a decal in a car, which was Mickey Mouse Disney ears
yes,
with the Blue Lives Matter
Blue Lives
stripe?
Matter, yeah.
Incredible. Honestly, I hate Blue Lives Matter shit, but I would buy that and put that on my car.
You got to, bro.
You know, it's such a good mashup.
Because you want the cops to know you want to trick the cops.
I want them to know that I have Disney Plus and I respect their authority.
And I respect the cops. I think it's good that Disney is removing Baby Yoda gifts I love authority.
What the fuck is Baby Yoda from? I thought they were done
with
the Star
Wars. It's from the Mandingo.
The Mandingolorian. Yeah.
What is that?
It's a show on Disney Plus. It's like a Star Wars TV show.
I got an email that's like, you've been charged for Apple TV Plus. It's like, there's no chance that I signed up for that.
I think it comes with Apple TV.
I think if you don't, you have to opt out of it. If you click on it, it automatically fucking
pieces of shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did it. I looked on it and I checked to see. It doesn't come with Apple TV. It's like $5 a month.
Dude, the fucking Steve Carell show, it looks so fucking horrible.
What is it?
All of the shows look bad. Everything on Apple TV looks like fucking hot shit.
I know. It's so funny. He's playing Matt Lauer, I guess. It's called Morning Show. And there's just like a clip where he's just like, I didn't rape anyone.
Where he has a button under his desk to lock his door.
It's just the newsroom, but about rape.
Basically, yeah.
The Matt Lauer allegation was, I mean, obviously terribly raped someone, but the James Bond aspect of locking a door with a button under your desk, kind of cool.
Yeah. You know? Actually, I think it's not cool
incorrect?
To rape someone.
Wasn't that not like...
Oh, that didn't happen?
Yeah, I think that was just from like whatever insane executive had that office prior to him, like back in like the 30s or whatever.
Really?
I don't know, because I looked into it because I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The button.
Yeah, right.
You really hung on to the button.
But I mean, if it worked, did he use it?
You know.
Yeah, and I think it like prevented people from coming in, not going out.
Yeah, I mean, still.
Well, would still, yeah, that would.
It still helps rape.
It would still help a rape.
And didn't he rape someone in like Russia? Or something?
Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
Well, that's Sochi. I'm sure he raped people. I just don't want the door and the button criticized. Yeah.
Nick doesn't like the tech being criticized. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's put it this way. I would love a button under my desk that does anything.
It would be cool.
I worked at this place called like the Lower Colorado River Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I temped there and I replaced the fucking... receptionist in some big department. They have like 5 million employees. So I place a receptionist in this one building, and they're like, there's, you know, people come in, you greet them, whatever. There's a button under the desk. Don't press it. It calls security. And the amount of times I press that button, probably I was there a week and a half. I probably pressed it 5 times.
Well, you quit or got fired?
No.
Or were you temping?
The temp thing ran out.
Oh, do you understand how impressive it is that Trump hasn't lifted the red phone? It's been in his office the entire time.
What is that one called? The clowns?
No, it calls the nuclear missiles.
But it doesn't automatically launch them, right? Mm-hmm.
I think
I spent the whole morning on the phone with the missiles. They're doing great.
I just think it shows restraint. Good for the team.
Does he have a big button that he can launch nukes, or he has to like tell people?
I think he needs to know the codes or something.
How do you launch nukes? Just on a computer?
You pick up the phone.
Yeah, I think it works.
Press a button on a computer.
You send a nuke to 6862. I don't know. According to all the submarine movies, there's like two guys. There's the captain,
right.
And then some other guy, the master of the boat.
Yeah,
or whatever.
There's the master.
This is weird. The Navy has weird ranks.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the Army's like lieutenant, private, or whatever, and the Navy's like
specialist.
Yeah,
or something.
Chief master of pleasure. top of the bottoms.
Is that what you want to be, Adam?
Petty.
Well, yeah, I would want to be a bottom from the top.
Yeah.
So you're a bottom, but you're fucking someone in the ass? What does bottom from the top mean?
Well, it's when you're the bottom, but you have the power.
Wouldn't that make more sense to call it top from the bottom?
No, topping from the bottom. That's what I meant. Yeah, you're right.
Bottoming from the top is how you have sex with women.
Even yes, though that is
you're
how
having sex with them. You are being fucked somehow.
That is true. It's mostly non-consensual. I think
Have you ever been raped, Adam?
In the under the letter of the law.
Have you for real? I mean, one time I remember a girl I was dating. Like, I didn't want to fuck.
There were times
trying to go to sleep.
I was incredibly intoxicated. Yeah.
Damn.
But I'm not like traumatized by it.
Yeah, I know. I was like kind of annoyed for like a day, but I was like, damn, that's whatever.
Yeah. And they were like,
I was like, it's kind of annoying. And I woke up,
and I woke up the next morning, and their eyes were wide open, staring at me, and they were stroking my hair, and they were saying, "Thank you so much for last night." Mm-hmm. And I said, "What do you mean last night?"
Yeah,
and I was like,
and then
I
you
don't
checked your ass.
Remember? And then I checked my ass.
It was full of, full to the brim with cum,
with lady cum,
with,
girl cum.
A girl squirted into your ass. Mm-hmm.
She squirted all up in my ass. And the
that sounds honestly hot. Well, listen, everyone, come see me on the road. I'm in Houston. Listen, this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend at Joe Squared, Friday and Saturday, and then Houston, December 13th. Also, please come to Fat Tuesdays every freaking Monday or every Tuesday. What the fuck? Every Tuesday, December, we got great lineups. They've been very fun shows. Come to Funny Moms on the 9th and the 16th, right, Adam?
Yeah, I think we're going to do two Funny Moms this month, and then we're off for Christmas, New Year's, and then we'll be back in 2020.
2020, baby.
The year of the election of Bernie Sanders.
That's right, dude. And then I will be hopefully these fucking calendars will come out. And go to, what is it, cum.town?
Yeah, cum.town for t-shirts. Yes, the 9th and the 16th for Funny Moms next month. Hope you can make it. We'll try to make some big boy lineups. To send the year off with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some surprises. Maybe the return of Mr. Louis C.K. to the stage.
I think so.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye.
Bye.